Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
What a treat to have you in the studio with us this morning.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Yeah. We're happy to see you. We're not always happy when the phone rings and we see a known caller and a host of things like that, or those weird emails and stuff. Tell us about some of the more common types of scams and how we can protect ourselves.
You know, you're right. And no one likes those kinds of things. And I thought, you know, June is Elder Abuse Month. And one of those types is scams. And there's all different types of scams. And it seems like that topic always comes up in casual conversation, no matter what the topic at hand is that I'm talking about. But, you know, some common types of fraud and scams. For one, charity scams. A charity scam is often when a thief poses as a real charity or makes up the name of the charity that sounds real in order to get money from you. These kinds of scams often increase during the holiday season, but as well as around other like natural disasters or emergencies such as storms, wildfires, earthquakes. So it's always best to be on guard and be cautious when charities call and ask for donations, especially if one suggests that they're following up on a pledge that you don't remember making. You know, well, I'm just following up on this pledge that you had made back in 2017. If you don't remember that, it's not always the safest bet to go ahead and donate again, even though they say you did. You can always ask for detailed information about the charity, including their address and phone number and their name. Look up the charity through their website or a trusted third-party source to confirm that the charity is real. Another type of scam is debt collection scam. Most debt collectors will contact you to collect on legitimate debts that you owe, but there are scammers who pose as debt collectors to get you to pay for debts that you don't owe or ones that you have clearly already paid. What you can do is don't provide any personal information until you can verify the debt, because we all probably know what debt we have and don't have and what needs paid off. So if it's not on the list, it's probably not something you should put any money towards. Number three is debt settlement and debt relief scams. Debt settlement and relief companies often promise to negotiate, settle in some way, or change a term of the person's debt to credit or debit collector. Dealing with the debt settlement companies, though, can be risky and could leave you even further in debt, unfortunately. That FDIC logo that is displayed on many buildings or websites or advertisements and maybe other materials stating that it's a member of the bank. Sometimes a scammer displays the FDIC logo or says its accounts are insured or regulated by the FDIC to try to assure you your money is safe when it really truly isn't. So it's misuse of that logo. These scammers could often be related to cryptocurrencies as well. So what you might want to do is double check whether the business is an FDIC insured bank by using, you know, there's Bank Find that you can look that up on the website, or you can always call the local bank and just confirm with them. The next one I want to talk about is foreclosure relief or mortgage loan modification scams. Foreclosure relief scams are schemes to make you take your money or your house, often making false promises of saving you from that foreclosure that everyone worries about. Scammers may also ask that you pay upfront fees for their services, guarantee a loan modification, or ask you to sign over the title of your property, or even sign paperwork that you don't understand. You know, if you're having trouble making the payments on a mortgage, there's counseling services that can help you access those options and protect you from those scams. And if you think you've been a victim of foreclosure relief scam, you may also want to consult an attorney and learn more about your loan mortgage modification scams. The next one I want to talk about is that grandparent scam. I've heard stories of this and it just breaks my heart. If you know, maybe grandma or grandpa get a call from someone who sounds like a grandkid, or I've known of ones that have said, I'm calling on behalf of your grandson. They're in trouble. They need help. They need you to get them some money or whatever that is. Wire transfer money, send a gift card to help them out. It's always best to confirm that it is your grandkid. Maybe there's a special key question that you ask or something to confirm that it is your grandkid. Or maybe you hang up the phone and maybe call their parent and double check that that is in fact the case and go from there. The next one I want to talk about is imposter scams. They're trying to convince you to send money by pretending to be someone you know or or trust maybe like a sheriff's office or local, state, federal government employee, or again, that charitable organization. So remember, caller ID can be fake. You know, I've heard other stories of people calling themselves, or it's a local number and it's not really a local number, but those scammers are really good at making it look like it's coming from someone local. So again, check the organization that it is who they say they are. Next one is mail fraud. Mail letters may look real, but the promises are fake. A common warning sign is a letter asking for you to send money or personal information now in order to receive something of value. You know, examples of this might include you've won a prize, you know, you're a sweepstake winner, you've won a free vacation, all of those things that sound so good and so enticing to us. It's probably mail fraud. The USPS has identified common postal or mail scams on their website if you want to go check there. Another one is money mule scams. This is someone who receives money and moves money that came from a victim of fraud. While some money mules know that they're assisting in criminal activities, others are unaware of their actions and are helping them out. So they may not know that they're helping create the scam. So they may be recruited through online jobs or social media posts that promise easy money with little effort. We've all seen and heard that before. They may also agree to help a love interest who they've met online or even over the phone by sending or receiving money as part of that romance scam. Don't agree to receive money or any packages for people you either don't know or you haven't even met in person. Also be aware of jobs that promise quote-unquote easy money. The next one I want to talk about is money transfer or mobile payment service fraud. Con artists use money transfer to steal people's money. If someone you don't know asks you to send them money, it should be a red flag. Scammers use mobile payment services to trick people into sending money or merchandise without holding up their end of the deal. For example, a concert ticket or something, you know, you may actually purchase that and then never get the concert ticket. Or maybe you're trying to sell something and you give them the access to that ticket and you never get the money in your account. We've all probably, unfortunately, been witness to this or have heard of this happening before. Mortgage closing scams. These are, again, another scam that's common. They target the home buyers who are nearing closing date on their mortgage loans. And these scammers attempt to steal the home buyers' closing funds. For example, their down payment or maybe the closing costs by sending the home buyer an email posing as the home buyer's real estate agent or settlement agency. So I would just always pick up that phone, and you probably have a close enough relationship with your real estate agent by that time, if you're buying a home through them, to just confirm that it is in fact them or someone from their company and that is a legitimate request. Another one is lottery or prize scams. These scammers may call or email to tell you you've, again, won a prize through a lottery or sweepstake, then ask you to pay up front for fees and taxes. In some cases, they may claim to be from a federal government agency. To avoid that, any person or financial information, including credit cards or social security card numbers, don't give those out to anyone that you don't know. Also, never make upfront payments for promises for prizes, especially if they demand immediate payment. You can always get names and phone numbers and always call back. And the last one I would talk about is that romance scams. This is when a new love interest maybe tricks you into falling for them when it's really just the money that they want. Romance scams start in a few different ways using online tactics. The scammers may also spend time getting to know you or developing that trust before they ask you for a loan or access to your finances. So be smart about who we're connecting with online and what information we share. It's so easy with today's world, even young kids to grown adults, to form those relationships online. But again, never share that sensitive personal information with someone that you've never really met in person. No matter how much you think they like you, it's just never a good thing to do that online. So if you need any additional information, always feel free to contact me at the Frontier Extension District Office, 785-828-4438.
And a couple of scams that I've actually had people try and pull on me is, your social security number is about to be canceled. No, it's not. And the other one was, we've discovered a terrible infection on your computer, and if you give us remote access, we'll walk you through how to fix that. My husband strung them along on that one for a while and then said, the biggest problem is I don't have a computer. It's entertaining when you know that it's a scam, but if you don't know, it's scary.
It is scary. And if you fall victim to that, do not be afraid or ashamed to tell someone, whoever's in your trust circle, that I think this has happened and can you help me seek some help? And again, you can always call the Frontier Extension District office and we will help you.
Outstanding. And we definitely appreciate that. Thanks for the heads up and the explanation.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District 4-H agent Carla Hightower.